crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Let's talk baseball here on the Coach's Corner. Each week, over the next few weeks, we're going to be highlighting a specific USU Eastern sport. And you can get a write-up and recap at CastleCountryRadio.com. Last week, it was volleyball. The week before, it was soccer. Today, it's going to be baseball. Now, the baseball team had a very interesting year, to say the least. They only got 20 games in. But under first-year head coach Kirk Haney, who is the youngest coach by quite a ways in the Scenic West Athletic Conference, they improved their win total from 4 to 11, and they didn't even get a full season. It's too bad. I would have liked to have seen how high this team was going to climb under Coach Kirk Haney, and he is actually joining us right now over the phone to talk about that, recruiting for next year, and what the summer looks like for his program. Coach, it's definitely a pleasure again to get you on the show. Thank you for making time.
Hey, good to be on. I'm excited.
Yeah, Coach, I know it's just really a weird time. You know, we've talked over the last couple of weeks to Coach Jared Woodhouse. We've talked to Coach Danielle Jensen as we continue to make our rounds throughout the USU Eastern ranks. And now we can talk about baseball. I know the season was cut short. You and I actually had a conversation the day the NJCAA made the announcement that there would be no season. So since that point in time, how have you been able to maintain the program as a coach? What are some of the things that you've tried to do, really, in this unprecedented time?
A lot of it's just been connecting with players, making sure that we stay in communication, seeing how their workouts are going at home, and just looking forward to next year. A lot of our guys are really excited. They saw our potential. And so they went home with the desire to come back even better, which has been great.
One of the things that I really found interesting, Coach, is the idea that these freshmen will not lose a year of eligibility. And you and I did have that conversation, I know, before the season was right as the season was officially canceled. So how has this changed things up for you? I know that you were in communication with outgoing high school seniors, but you also have, you know, a group of maybe some sophomores, some freshmen that aren't losing a year of eligibility. So how has that affected the team as you look ahead to 2021?
So honestly, I mean, it's a tough recruiting job. I mean, with especially filling for those seniors of this year's 2020 class, we'd have the opportunity to return a lot of our guys. A lot of our guys were enjoying the season, sophomore, freshman combined. I look at this year as, I mean, in a positive note, as a trial run. We got to kind of see what was working, see what wasn't working, go and add the few pieces. On the recruiting style, we are bringing in a little bit less like high school seniors than a normal year, just because some of these guys have now been with our program for coming into 3 years.
That's an interesting nuance in JUCO. I know that this is one of the toughest conferences that a team could play in. Obviously, there's some big budget schools within this conference. They get the same benefit that we do, right? They're going to have kids coming back for 2 or 3 years within their program. But for a first-year manager like yourself, to have some kids, as you mentioned, a trial run, and to have these kids come back, you probably found some comfort, right, and some things that you learned from that you can implement going forward.
Oh, very much so. I mean, I had a great group of kids already to start with, and then to kind of have those guys that were with me from, I mean, the beginning of my time, now they get to come back and help keep that culture that we're trying to bring here with the baseball team. Is we want to be a top notch, and we do play great competition, but just by being good teammates, being good people off the field, we can go compete on the field with anyone. And so getting those guys back and having some of those guys that I'm familiar with is going to be helpful just the same, as it will be nice for them to be able to know the conference, know the competition level that they need to play at to compete well here.
Coach, what's been the best aspect for you as a manager recruiting kids? Because you were in that spot not too long ago. You played at USU Eastern, so you're younger. I'm sure you can communicate with these kids. So what's been the best part for you when you try to approach a recruit to come to USU Eastern?
A couple things. I mean, one, the junior college route is one of the best ways I believe you can go get playing time. It's got top-notch talent, but you can come here right away and get on the field. that helps the kids want to play a ton, because at some of those 4 years, it's pretty tough for a walk-on freshman or even just a regular freshman to get playing time. Or down here, I mean, you can come as a top-notch player. You're going to play kids getting drafted every year. With parents, I mean, honestly, and a lot of students that we recruit, the academics is huge. Our school's academics, I mean, you can't match it with anyone in the junior college ranks. And so between academics and being able to play right away and not being a bench guy or something like that, we find the most success in those two things.
As far as your playing days, Coach, what's one of the things that you feel you can relate to with a potential student athlete coming to your program? Something that maybe you could relate to that maybe an older coach wouldn't be able to?
I think I kind of know the grind, I would say, a little bit closer to them, because I myself, I'm still a student here at Utah State Eastern. So I understand the kids' life. I understand that, hey, we're here to play baseball, but these kids, a lot of them, I mean, that's the first time moving away from home. They're in new classes. They're taking different things. They're meeting new people. They're not in their high school scene. So we really try to just work well on just communicating with our players, saying, hey, if you're struggling and stuff, like, let your coaching staff know. Let a teammate know. And that's just the big thing, is we don't try to bury any kid. And I think having the youth of our coaching staff, I mean, a lot of those things, we just know kind of where that kid's at in life, and we can relate to him a lot easier than being 20 years out of the game type thing.
Again, our guest right now is manager Kirk Haney of the USU Eastern baseball squad. Coach, when you talk about the youth, you're in such a unique situation. It's a unique opportunity. In my field, I hear about these coaches throughout the state, be it at high school or wherever, that have coached in one particular spot for 30-plus years. In fact, we just had that with Coach Todd Jeffs at Emory High School with the boys basketball program. You were young enough and had immediate success, winning 11. You were 11-9 when the season came to a close. 9-3 at home, right? You're young enough that 20 to 25 years from now, if you so choose, there's an opportunity that your name could be a legacy at a school where people look at it and say, "Man, that guy's been there for 3 decades," right? You don't get that often with coaches of age, but with you coming with this youth movement, that's something that's possible. Have you given that any thought?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I really love. I've grown to love this community. I came here as a player first, and I mean, my family's here. This is where I enjoy doing everything with, and I mean, that would be a dream that one day you could be known as a legacy. I honestly grew up, I mean, my dad is one of those guys that's been a 30-year coach. He's starting his 34th year, I believe, in high school baseball up north. So I've seen the legacy that can be built from someone that has that much influence, and I'd love to have my name with some of the greats from this community that have been through these programs, the PARs and some of those like that. And I mean, you see him around town and everybody knows him. It's something that would be, I mean, that would be a great goal for me to have, especially in this community. We teach our players that, I mean, sometimes you come here and you're just thinking you're going to be a baseball player, but by the time they leave this place, I mean, I have kids begging to come back and wanting to finish longer here at school, and we have plenty of kids that have stayed in this community just to live their life.
Coach, let's talk about the home field. I know that there has been some construction, and obviously you having this opportunity, right, this extended period of time to not have baseball, you've probably had an opportunity to put maybe your own fingerprints on the home field. And again, it was very kind of the team this year, 9-3. What are some of the things that we can expect from that field that you've been working on?
Yeah, we've been really excited. I think that's, I mean, just the fun thing of kind of getting a new staff in. We get excited. My family's been awesome. My wife, I mean, I can't thank her enough for the things that she's done to help out. But no, we've went in August of last year, we went in and completely remodeled the players' clubhouse. It's where they spend a lot of time before practice, after practice. Public doesn't see it as much, but this summer, as soon as the shutdown hit, we had the idea to change the stadium to kind of fit our school a little bit more. So between in-laws, my parents, my wife, and some of our assistant coaches, we went through and we've repainted the whole stadium. We've brought it to the navy and gray to match our school colors, and it's just an eye-pleasing thing. We'll get some logoing up, so I think it's a good change. I think the community's been happy. They can drive up past the Little League fields, and they see that the change is coming. There's some new things happening over there, and I mean, I'm as excited as anybody to see our players' faces when they come in and see, I mean, the change from brown and green to navy and gray.
Coach, last question before I let you go. Before you know it, the kids will be reporting for fall semester. I know it's not that far off. We already have some plans in place. So between now and then, what's your main objective as a manager of this baseball team?
Ours right now is, I mean, making sure our kids are active. The summer is really a hard time to, I mean, you can't be on them. You're not with them every day at practice. But we make sure our kids are active. And I'm a coach of the philosophy is they don't have to be playing baseball every day. They don't have to be in the sport every day. They have to be doing stuff as working out. A lot of our guys go and work construction jobs, and some of those things we try to teach them to find something in your job, find something in your life that you can relate back to baseball, whether it's the same movements. But that's kind of where we're at with those things, is just making sure people are active. These summer months, if you work hard, you can see it in the fall. If you take it off, you can also see it in the fall, and you come back behind the game.
Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on. It's a pleasure to talk about the USU Eastern baseball program. I always look forward to the conversations. Thank you again for making time today, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Awesome. You bet. Thank you very much.
That's Coach Kirk Haney again of the USU Eastern baseball team, taking out the time to join us here on the show. We're going to break for just a moment. More baseball talk when we return. We may be inching closer to a condensed, shortened major league season. Perhaps. We'll talk about that when we return right here on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.